The Hebrews announce Hebrews chapter 9. Now we always keep in memory that on these occasions there are some who are not yet saved. And my concern today was that there would be a word for any unsaved one that might hear, as well as the Lord's people. So I'd like to read here verse 24 of this wonderful epistle to the Hebrews. Verse 24, Hebrews 9. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. The old priest and Aaron, they moved into an earthly sanctuary. But Christ has not entered into those holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should suffer himself, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest, enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. For there must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world, or the end of the ages, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of men. And unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time, apart from sin, without sin, unto salvation. Now the Lord will bless to us the reading of his precious word. These few verses that I have read take us back to three times that the priest of old was seen by the people. First of all, he was seen at the altar, and then he was seen as he went in to the presence of God. No eye saw him as he actually entered into the holiest of all, but they saw him going in behind that wonderful door into the holy place. And then he was hidden from their view. And they waited on that day of atonement for his reappearance. And it was a wonderful moment when the screen was drawn back and they saw the great representative of Israel as he returned again. So there were three different appearances that were seen by Israel of old. And this is what these words are based upon. There's a great contrast drawn between the movements of Aaron the high priest on the Day of Atonement and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that even the youngest here, and even those who are unsaved, will have noticed that we have the word appearing mentioned on three separate occasions in these verses. Once in the end of the ages, he appeared. That means he came out of invisibility. No man had ever seen him. God had spirit. And the Lord Jesus, he was unseen by the eyes of angels. He had dwelt from all eternity in that glory, in that light unto which no man could approach. But he became manifested. He appeared in the end of the age. And why did he appear? To go to the altar. To put away sins by the sacrifice of himself. And so the first appearing is false. He will never appear again on this earth to die for sins. But he has appeared. And at Calvary, he put away sins once and for all by the sacrifice of himself. And that simply means if there are any here who are unsaved, you need no other sacrifice. The sacrifices of old were offered year by year continually, what the Lord Jesus, He offered one sacrifice for sin, and has forever sat down at the right hand of God. There are many items in the Old Testament economy of things that were missing in the tabernacle system, and one of the things was a seat for the priest. He never sat down. But the Lord Jesus, He has sat down as far as the offering is concerned. He will never make another offer. And if you want to be saved, that blessed work is sufficient to save you the seat. Now, not only did Aaron appeal at the altar, but then he moved in to present the value of the sacrifice before God. And we have read these lovely words, that Christ hath not entered into the holy places made with hands, which were a figure of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So here we have the Lord Jesus living. Christ died on the cross, but He's not in the tomb. As far as the ancient religions that are in the world are concerned, their founders died, but they never rose again. But the founder of Christianity, He arose, a literal resurrection. And if Christ be not risen, we are yet in our sins. And we may close the Bible and go home. But thank God, He rose triumphant. And He went back into heaven. And He appears now in the presence of God for us. There high in the very midst of celestial beings, the one who died upon the cross appears for us before God. But He's not always going to be in heaven. He's coming again. And we read these lovely words, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this to judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time. He's coming the second time. He will appear the second time, but on the second occasion, it won't be with a view for sin to die for sin, but He's coming apart from sin unto salvation. He will appear again. And that's what these meetings have been in center then, during the few nights that we've been here, we've been speaking of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to think of those three appearings and never forget them, that He appeared once to die on the cross, and now He appears in heaven as the great high priest, the friend of His people, and the Savior of the world. And He's coming again as the bridegroom and as the star of earth. He will appear as Aaron appeared before the wandering gates of Israel. And no doubt this is Israel in view. He is coming the second time apart from sin unto salvation. Now what I'm going to speak about for a few minutes this evening is to show that the writers of this wonderful epistle who keep themselves obscure, and they, there have been many who have wondered who wrote this epistle. And I have listened to dissertation to prove that Paul was the writer. And another man one time, I listened to him for a half an hour, telling us that Luke was the writer. And after he was finished, the third man said it was a part of the group. And a brother said to me, "What do you think?" And I said, "I don't know." No one knows who wrote the epistle to the Hebrews. The writer to the Hebrews, he kept himself hidden, obscure. And of course, the great reason that he kept himself hidden is this. It's the epistle in the New Testament that exalts the Lord Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. The subject of this epistle is the person of Christ. And so all other persons are in obscurity, and the eyes of all are fixed upon the glorious Lord. There's not another lightning in them.